You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on Thursday, June 9th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Another day at Browns organized team activities as head coach Kevin Stefanski was asked once again about the latest lawsuit against quarterback Deshaun Watson, as well as the new report from the New York Times detailing as many as 66 different women who had some kind of communication with Watson. Stefanski said, as little as you'd expect.
Yeah, I understand, Jake. The question, for me, I'm going to be respectful of the investigation of the legal proceedings. I'm going to let that play out.
Then on Wednesday evening, attorney Tony Busby released a new statement saying his law firm will be adding the Houston Texans organization and others as defendants in the ongoing lawsuit against Deshaun Watson. In the statement from Busby, quote, "We believe the Texans organization was well aware of Watson's issues but failed to act. The Texans have said repeatedly that they were not aware of Watson's actions until March 2021 when the first lawsuit was filed against the quarterback." The Browns also announced on Wednesday that they have excused quarterback Baker Mayfield from mandatory minicamp next week. Still no clarity on the situation with that quarterback, but we might have answers here in the near future. Been a very busy week for Les Snead and Sean McVay, as well as the Los Angeles Rams. To catch you up, this week they have given two superstar players a total of $205 million in new contract money. On Wednesday evening, they agreed to a three-year, $80 million extension that includes $75 million totally guaranteed to superstar wide receiver Cooper Kupp. Coming off of the insane and record-setting season that he had last year that inevitably led to a Super Bowl, gets a huge extension, $75 million guaranteed worth a total of $110 million, and it ties him to LA through the 2026 season. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked about the contract negotiations with quarterback Lamar Jackson, who's been absent so far at the voluntary portions of Ravens camp, but he does believe that they can expect their star quarterback to be in attendance for Ravens mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, I expect him to be here at mandatory minicamp. You know, he's I know he's working hard. You know, Lamar Jackson's a hard worker, so I'm not worried about how hard he's working. Fully expect him to come back in great shape. You know, that's what he talks about. And I'm sure he's throwing. I'm sure he's doing a good job. And when he gets back here, we'll be rolling with Lamar. You know, right now we roll with the guys we got. And when he gets here, he'll merge right in with everybody and we'll go to work with Lamar.
It's clear the Baltimore Ravens want to get a deal done with Lamar Jackson. Hopefully that comes sooner rather than later. Washington Commanders defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio, who continues to get jobs for some reason, defended his tweets about the upcoming congressional hearings on the January 6, 2021 insurrection, saying he wants to know why there's not similar energy devoted to the riots in the summer of 2020 and when he termed a dust-up at the U.S. Capitol.
You want to talk about it? I'd talk about it with anybody. Yeah, no problem. At any time. But they're not. I'm just expressing myself. And I think we all as Americans have the right to express ourselves, especially if you're being respectful. I'm being respectful. I just asked a simple question. Really, let's get right down to it. What did I ask? A simple question. Why are we not looking into those things? If we're going to talk about it, why are we not looking into those things? Because it's kind of hard for me to say I can realistically look at it. I see the images on TV. People's livelihoods are being destroyed. Businesses are being burned down. No problem. And then we have a dust up at the Capitol. Well, there's nothing burned down. And we're not going to talk about, we're going to make that a major deal.
Well, Jack, one group was protesting racial inequality and police violence, which I think we can all agree are major problems in this country. Del Rio later released a statement apologizing for calling the violent insurrection a dust-up. As reported late on Tuesday night, the Denver Broncos announced that the club and the Walton Penner family entered into a purchase and sale agreement to acquire the team. The Walton Penner family is now set to acquire ownership of the Denver Broncos from the Pat Bowlen Trust, pending approval from the NFL's Finance Committee and league ownership. The agreement is still subject to the satisfaction of customary closing procedures. The Walter Penning Group's winning bid for $4.65 billion is a record-setting sale across all major sports. It's more than double what the Carolina Panthers went for just 4 years ago. The Seattle Seahawks announced that they restructured former Broncos defensive tackle Shelby Harris' contract to create $3.25 million in extra cap space. That's all I got for you on Thursday, June 9th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Stay tuned to the channel. No show coming up today, but as always, on Friday afternoon, you can catch up with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats-Guerrera on The Look Ahead. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.